Scotty, you are our fire, the one best sportscaster in Utah. We love you.
You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we
kind of glad those are 15 second cutoffs.
I know, right?
No, it was good though.
Oh, it was fine. It was good. No, it was great. It was
good. I liked his lyrics.
Trevor, thank you.
I liked where his heart was at.
Yes. Tell me why.
Scotty G. Scotty G.
Hey, was this one of the songs back in the day, like you wanted to pretend like you didn't like, but deep down you're like,
yeah,
this is solid.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
So I was bouncing at Club Omni when this song came out, and there was a rumor that started to buzz that the Backstreet Boys were coming to Club Omni.
Club Omni,
just to come dance.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
To come dance.
Yeah.
So they pulled in all the security, and they're like, listen, we've got a tip that the Backstreet Boys will be coming to dance here. And I can't remember what night it was, like a Thursday night or something. And they're like,
and they're not going to perform. They just want to come and dance.
They're like, let's all be on. Yeah, they just want to come dance at the club. Let's all be on our games, all right, boys? And I'm just in my mind, I'm like, yeah, pay me more.
And I'll be on the leaked to a lot of people.
I'm not here to protect a bunch of singers if they're out here dancing. Plus, that impedes on my game.
Yeah, no doubt. You can't compete against that.
Like, I'm not. Who do you think was the most handsome Backstreet Boy? I think it was the tall dark haired guy.
What's his name?
Joey Fatone.
No, not Joey.
I think Joey Fatone's a.
I think he was the least.
He's the degrees guy. Wasn't he?
No. I think.
Was he a Backstreet guy?
Who's the guy that's super popular now? That's married to Jessica Alba.
Yeah, no, that's Justin Timberlake. But
wasn't he? He wasn't a Backstreet Boy.
Timberlake is not married to Jessica Alba,
or not Jessica Biel. Sorry, yeah, my bad.
Well,
he was in Sync. I hate that I know that.
Yeah,
wow. I really hate it.
Wow,
geez, you really came too.
He was on In Sync.
You didn't mention it. Like you fired it. Like he's on In Sync.
What's wrong with you?
How could you guys be such idiots? He's on In Sync. And I
wasn't
forgot
that,
about
okay.
NSYNC. I thought it was 68 degrees.
I think it's 98 degrees.
Yeah, you already said 98 degrees, so don't act like you don't know now.
No, I did not say 98.
You
I said
did.
68.
You did.
98 degrees.
But don't act like, oh, he's on.
Wait a minute. No, wasn't 58 it?
58 degrees.
It's 98 degrees.
All right, so there was Backstreet Boys, 98 degrees, and NSYNC. And Timberlake was in NSYNC?
Here's your members. If this is 98
and all
degrees.
For one.
98 degrees was Jeff Timmons, Nick Lecce, Justin.
Nick Lachey.
Oh, that's, look at you guys. Oh.
Lecce.
Lecce.
It's not like it's a Spanish dessert. What are you doing?
Look at you guys with your
Dolce. With your
98 degree knowledge. Also, Drew Lecce and Justin Jeffrey were on 98 degrees. That's
Jeffrey.
Born in Indiana.
Jeffrey.
1984. All right. That's all you need to know. But, no, I did. I liked the Backstreet Boys a lot. And I also liked NSYNC quite a bit. But I liked the Backstreet Boys quite a bit more than NSYNC.
But wasn't – so, like, overall popularity, Backstreet Boys was higher than NSYNC, right? But yet NSYNC produced Justin Timberlake, which is bigger than everybody. Or were they neck and neck?
I think Backstreet might have been a little bit bigger.
I think Backstreet was bigger, but Timberlake was the biggest if you took all of it.
And, yeah.
Don't you think Timberlake is still?
I mean,
was he the only?
The other guys are on like Dancing with the Stars now.
You guys know the Jazz have won two straight, and there's a national championship tonight.
Oh, look at you!
But here we are, Backstreet Boys.
Because we're trying to congratulate Scotty for crying out loud. Why you got to butt in on congratulatory speeches?
I'm not
and
butting
open
in
mics.
On this, no, because suddenly it just took a turn to boy bands.
Well, that was a
That's
good
not
song.
Congratulating Scotty. It's just boy bands.
We're just having a conversation.
That listener put his heart into that. He put his heart.
Best sportscaster in Utah. We love you.
And we're done.
We do love you, though, Scotty. We do.
What was the guy's name?
Trevor.
Trevor. Thank you, Trevor.
What's up, Trevor?
It was good.
It was nice. I did like it.
It was very nice. All right. Hands and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Did Dennis Dodd do anything to lead you to believe that this game is going to be close? Because he's selling it. He's saying we might have the best college football playoff championship game ever tonight.
Well, he said both teams would be in the 40s.
Yep.
He's thinking like a 45-42 or a 47-45 type game. So he's thinking the over. And, you know, the last time we looked at the spread, it was 9 when you said mentioned it this morning. Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's 9. Moved at all, but it was 9 this morning when Scotty looked at it. He's saying that this is going to be potentially one of the best games in college football playoff, the history of it, which is 7 years, I think now. So I'm hoping that that's the case. I just don't believe that that's going to be the case. I think that Mac Jones is going to be a real problem. And I don't know exactly what to make of Jaylen Waddle. For those of you that don't know who he is, he's a receiver that was injured off that Alabama team back in late October. He jacked up his ankle, fractured it, and a lot of people believe that he would be available tonight. Well, Steve Sarkisian has Jaylen Waddle available with your Heisman Trophy winner, Devontae Smith, then I think you're going to have a real problem tonight because Ohio State's defensive backfield is porous. They won't be able to keep up. Plus, Dennis Dodd went on and talked about two other receiving options that Alabama has that make them even more of a threat. So I think Alabama wins this thing by, if I handicapped it, I'd say 11.5. I think that this is going to be, you know, a 13-14 point win for Alabama. I hope it's not, but it's the way I feel. You know, look at this, too. Like, Nick Saban is just – this is nothing new for Nick, right?
You're right. The one thing that really jumped out at me, Justin Fields took just a beating in that game against Clemson, especially early on. And then he settled in and had one of the greatest games we've seen from a quarterback in a college football playoff in a long time. Just diced up Clemson. So, Clemson, really good team. Couldn't rattle him. Will Alabama rattle him? They certainly are capable of it, but I had a lot of respect for Fields on how he handled himself in that game against Clemson. I would still pick Alabama, but I'm going to do this just because it's more my heart than maybe my mind. I'll say that I would take Ohio State plus the 9.
You would?
Yeah. We doing lunch?
What can we do on this? Let's do something fun on this. Because I'm feeling pretty confident with a big Alabama win here.
Will you give me 10?
No, I can't go past 9.
You said 11.5 earlier.
I know, I can't, but I can't move off the 9.
Bold earlier, not so bold now.
Well, listen, Lloyd, Vegas sets the lines, not me, and who am I to argue with them? You know, that's the way I look at it.
Okay.
So Nick Saban, so look at this. I'm just looking at this, Scotty. Nick Saban has been here multiple times. And Ryan Day, he was the co-OC with Ohio State in 2017. He was the acting coach in 2018. And he was the OC in 2018. Took over head coaching position in 2019. But as far as being in the championship game as the head coach, this is his first.
Yeah, this is his first go around.
It's his first rodeo.
Yeah.
To Nick, this is just, you know, One of many. So I think that Alabama's got a lot of advantages. Not to say that that did anything for Cleveland, who won their first playoff game since 1994. Crazy things can happen. But I have a hard time trying to figure out a way that – so Ohio State did shut down Clemson's run game.
Yeah.
So maybe they're able to slow up Alabama's run game, but you heard Dennis Dodd say he thinks that some of Ohio State's defensive front might be out of this with COVID issues.
Yeah, they're dealing with it.
I just can't find a way to make an argument that this is going to be a competitive game.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to give you 100 reasons why I think Ohio State's going to keep this close. I'd like to give you one reason why I think Ohio State's going to keep this close.
Really?
No, I like Justin Fields. I like their offense. I think that they can score points on Alabama. I do think that I would take the over if I were out there and I were making a drive to Wendover. I would feel pretty comfortable in that, and I would feel pretty comfortable in this game being a close game at halftime, close game going into the fourth. At the end, Alabama's just too much. But I'll still stick with my Ohio State plus +9. I'm not willing to do anything crazy as far as any wagers go. I'll buy you a sandwich, and that's about it.
Just looking at the points that Notre Dame gave up, based off of what we saw Alabama do to Notre Dame in that college football playoff, beat them 31-14. Notre Dame didn't give up a ton of points to a lot of people. In that championship game against Clemson, they gave up 34. But Alabama's going to be able to get it done. Had 140 yards on the ground. Najee Harris had 125 yards on the ground against Notre Dame in that college football playoff game. I do think that Ohio State's going to be able to slow up the run. They're going to have to be able to pressure the quarterback. That's what it's going to come down to. If Mac Jones can sit there for even a two count, he's going to deliver, and they're going to march.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You've got to get pressure. They were able to get pressure on Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be really key on that one.
All right, let's do it. How about a sushi run?
All right.
Lloyd, do you want in on this action?
Is this the one where Lloyd wins either way? Loser has to pay for you and Lloyd?
Well, whichever way Lloyd goes.
Lloyd, which way are you going?
So loser pays for both.
Who'd you take?
Spread is 9.
Spread is 9. Okay.
I'm taking Ohio State because I'm a sucker.
Plus +9. I've got Alabama minus -9.
I really think. Can I buy one sushi roll to buy up the points to 10.5?
I love where your head's at, man. Always working it.
Well, remember, if Lloyd goes with your prediction and goes Ohio State plus +9, then you guys split my tab. So you split my bill.
Yeah. But he's not going.
I'm picking with what I want.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm gonna go Ohio State.
All right, then I'll stay at plus +9 then. Because we're
gonna go Ohio State.
And so you know what? I like this because we're the heavy underdogs here, Lloyd and I.
Yeah.
So if you win, then we just split your tab. Yeah. But if Ohio State covers, then you have to buy two.
Correct. Two sushis.
Two sushis.
Correct. That's getting expensive. But I happen to know a place.
Uh-oh.
In Paradise.
Really?
Yeah, the Paradise place.
Yeah, I know.
It's good. It's a good price and really good food.
Yeah, you know what? I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Because then you get all you can eat ice cream.
Think. Yeah.
I got you boys covered.
That did not disappoint.
No, it didn't. It's really tasty.
All right, so there you go. But I think at the end of the day, both of us are just hoping that we just have some kind of drama. in the fourth quarter.
So let's do this. Let's plan. The loser pays up tomorrow because we're on remote out that way by the place.
Oh, that's right.
Lloyd can wrap up duties, come over, either pay and eat. Or
I like how we just assume Lloyd can just do whatever.
Eat for free.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is.
Now you got me nervous. Look at this. Both of you guys taking Ohio State.
Well, I think it's just because that's what we hope, but not necessarily what we anticipate is going to happen. I mean, I'll just be honest. I'll be shocked. The more I think about the game, the more you think about the COVID issue, I will be shocked if I'm able to hold on and win this thing.
I'll be honest. On Thursday, everybody's going to find out what happened to me picking against the spread over the weekend. So.
Ooh, you're going to take a beating. You are going to take a real bad beating.
And deserve it. Absolutely.
And I'm hoping you're still cold because you were cold over the weekend. So maybe that keeps going.
And that might happen. But I just can't – I can't see – well, there's – so Sean Wade is Ohio State's probably most decent corner. But
yeah.
But Ohio State is deplete, again, in the defensive backfield. We talked about their safeties, Josh Proctor and Marcus Williamson. I feel like both of those guys really stand to lose some ground. And I just don't think Ohio State has enough in the defensive backfield, especially if it comes down to like a ceiling drive, which if that's the case, I'm in trouble. If Alabama's having to drive to get the win at the end, that means I'm not getting the 9. But I just don't think it's going to come to that. Too much experience. Plus, I remember the game almost got pushed back to the 18th because of what Ohio State's dealing with this virus.
And frankly, I'd prefer they would do that just to make sure everybody's at full strength.
But also, you got to remember – yeah, I know. It'd be nice to see Fields – to make sure Fields is 100%.
Yeah.
But you got to remember that the Browns were dealing with it, and the Browns came out and scored 28 in the first quarter.
Yep.
The Browns didn't even have their head coach who's their play caller. They were without – Their Pro Bowl guard, and they were without their like third or fourth leading receiver, without Odell Beckham Jr. on the field. So they went on and did good things. So I don't know. You never know how to read these things. That's why it's sports. Betting on sports is a bad idea, kids. And if I've got to pay for 2 sushi meals, it'll be just nice to have my buddies with me.
There you go.
While I'm porking out
on
sushi.
I like when you just look at the positive in this. That's nice. That's real nice.
The three of us porking out on sushi would be
pretty good. Yeah. And that's some good sushi, too.
It is.
You know, one thing that I appreciate about you is because you're aligned with my view on sushi, it's more quantity than quality.
Yeah, let's just get the quantity rolling. Yeah, we want it to flow like the salmon of the Capistrano.
Or the... Or the fake crab from some plant down the road.
Yeah, like that's exactly.
Just as long as there's enough.
That shut down.
Yeah, oh yeah. As long as there's enough, sriracha mayo, we're good.
Did you know that after they denied us the all-you-can-eat over there, that's when they shut down?
Oh, man, that broke my heart.
Oh, we were profiled. Profiled.
I know. We walked in, they're like, no all-you-can-eat.
Not for you guys. We're like, that. There's like 8 rolls on that person's table. Yeah.
They bought that a la carte.
No, they did not. That's an all-you-can-eat tray right there.
Saw big two big dudes rolling in there like, nope. You buy price per roll, not free.
Yeah, and you know when somebody comes in at 2:30.
Oh, yeah. They mean business.
They mean business because they missed breakfast and lunch.
They see two dudes walking in at 2:30 looking like us.
Oh.
No.
They're
no
coming
all
in
you
for
can eat.
They're trying to get 3 meals off us today.
All right. Matt's hanging out with us. Matt Harrison with Loan Depot. You can call him right now, 801-330-2200, or you can go to reverseourhome.com. I wanted to, Matt, just what are some of the misconceptions out there about a reverse mortgage, and what are some of the concerns that you've alleviated when you talk to people?
Are you guys talking sushi rolls?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That is so unfair right now.
I know.
It'd be unfair if we had some. We don't. We're just hoping someday that we get in front of some.
Can COVID be done so we can do this actually in person? And we
I know,
can
right?
And we can order a bunch of sushi and have a blast.
That'd be pretty great. That would be fun, man. No doubt.
Okay. Misconceptions. Okay. First off, a lot of people get afraid to get into this just because they don't know about it. You know, they've heard stuff that, you know, hey, I don't own my house anymore. I give it to the bank. I lose all my equity. My kids aren't going to have anything. And that's just not true. That's not what this program is. You do own your house. You have title to it. You know, there is a mortgage lien that's there. Yes, with the reverse, you don't have to make principal or interest payments. You do have to still pay taxes, insurance, maintain the property, and keep it as a primary residence. But if you don't make any payments, obviously there's an interest rate that slowly grows on that mortgage balance over time. But you also look at the equity position of your home for the value of your home. And in most cases, you know, you're seeing, you know, some increase there as well. So your equity is, you know, is going to be a function of what goes on in the market. But you can make payments on this if you choose to. And again, we've talked about that. You make a payment on a forward mortgage. What happens to your payment? It goes to lower the principal and interest, but you can't take it back. With a reverse, if you make a payment on it and you have the program that has a line of credit, that payment that you make goes to do the same thing as a forward mortgage. It reduces the mortgage balance, but then it also goes into a line of credit that then grows with interest that you could take back out if you ever decided to use it. This becomes, by the way, a wonderful tool for those that own their homes outright. So if you think about it, Hans, if you owned your home outright, can you just request to get money out of your house? No, you can't.
Uh-uh.
Right? You got to go and get a HELOC. You've got to do a cash out refinance.
Something with high interest. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you got to sell it, right?
Uh-huh.
So you can actually start a reverse on a home that has no mortgage on it at all. Here's the benefit of it is that reverse is going to start a massive line of credit for you, which is, again, growing with interest that you can draw on for any time, for any reason. There's a certain percentage you can draw on year one, and then the rest of it is all available to you. And so your home becomes a checking account that you can take money out of, you can put money back into if you make a payment. But it's just so cool to be able to have flexibility and another bucket of potential income that you can draw on in your later years.
Really great insight, really great information. If you want to find out if this is right for you, go to reverseourhome.com. And as you mentioned, ton of videos on there that will help explain what's going on. Or, Matt, people can just call you directly.
They can. My cell phone, 801-330-2200. Again, I lucked out on that one. That was way back when I got that number. 801-330-2200. I look forward to hearing from you. And super, super easy to find out if this program works.
801-330-2200. That's 801-330-2200. Or go to reverseourhome.com right here on the Zone Sports Network.
Let's go!
The Big Show. With Gordon Monson and Jake Scott.
Howard Beck from Sports Illustrated. The past few years, the Jazz have gotten off to slow starts, and we try to come up with theories every single year as to why maybe they start a little slower than we would expect. Do you have any theories as to why that happens to teams?
I don't. I mean, look, in any given season, it happens in this league. You guys know that this is generally my philosophy on these things. If you're an established team, I'm not worried about you getting off to a slow start. We know what the Jazz are. We know what they're capable of. They brought back whatever 90-something percent of their core. There's no reason to think this start is indicative of some larger problem.
The Big Show, weekdays from 2 to 7 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Recall. Did you miss the big topic of the day, the big interview? Or maybe you missed another of the guy's shenanigans? Recall. It's time to recall all the great and not so great moments of the show. Recall. It's Total Recall with Hans and Scotty on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Recall. Recall.
Scotty, this is Dolores. My lover boy Hans and I are so proud of you and your accomplishment. Come to Idaho sometime and have some tater tots on me.
Dolores, yes. Oh, that means a lot.
Hey, how about you guys give congratulations to Scotty without dragging me into it? How's that sound? Does that sound fun?
Oh, man. It'd be cool if we heard from Earl, too. What was Dolores' husband?
I don't
know. Don.
Don.
Not yeah, saying
trust
now.
Me, I know.
You guys are punks.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate that. That made me laugh.
There was a lot of romantic undertones between you and Dolores.
Oh,
Scotty, this is Dolores.
She called you your lover boy.
My lover boy Hans and I are so proud of you and your accomplishment.
Oh, man.
Also German, apparently.
You guys are ridiculous. You know, I would like to hear congratulations for Scotty without making it fun with songs and Dolores. And just say congratulations. Heck of a job. Well-deserved, well-earned.
I do enjoy that though. So if you are congratulating me, that does kind of help put a little icing on top of the cake.
What's that?
When they bring up like Dolores.
No, it does not. No, it does not. Just a good, hey man, well done. Well deserved. That's all it takes.
Well, I appreciate all the open mics. That's been super nice.
Keep them coming. We'll play them as we get them. Just go to the Zone app. Click on the open mic portion of the app, and you can play. Lloyd, stop laughing back there. I know Lloyd's going through these.
I think Lloyd's is wondering whether he can play it on the air or not. Anyway. Are we doing Total Recall? Oh, all right. Let's hear from Dennis Dodd, our conversation with him. The national championship game. He thinks we're going to have ourselves a game on our hands here.
What's the word on the street about Jaylen Waddle and his ability to play tonight?
You know, game time decision. I don't know anything more than that. I can only guess the fact that he's been practicing, that he will play at least a few snaps. It's nothing more than to be a decoy. I mean, we're talking about a guy who, if he had played, we'd probably be talking about him as the Biletnikoff winner and the Heisman winner. But Devontae Smith stepped in and was able to get all that playing time and those catches. He is great on sweeps. He's a fantastic punt returner. That's how he got injured, by the way. And I don't have to tell you about what he was like as a pass catcher. So I think just the threat of putting him on the outside for a few plays is going to have to make Ohio State evaluate how they want to cover those two receivers. And then you go down to John Metchie III. He's no slouch himself. He's a deep threat himself. So the advantage goes to Alabama, even if he steps on the field.
Dennis Dodd joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Ohio State looks so good against Clemson, and did some great things defensively, even though they've had some struggles in the back end with the defensive backfield. How do you feel like that defense holds up against Alabama's just high-powered offense tonight?
Well, I think between now and game time, that's the biggest thing to watch, because Ohio State will release an availability chart or list about an hour before the game, and I'm anxious to see who is on that list, because we've never gotten a straight answer from them all season about COVID. There was a report that they were having COVID problems, and the rumor mill was it was in the defensive line. So I'm really curious to see that list. And if it's in the defensive line, that's really going to hurt Ohio State, because they're going against the best offensive line in the country. They do have part of an advantage because Alabama's starting center, Landon Dickerson, is out, and they're going with a redshirt senior, Chris Owens. So I think that's the thing to watch. Who is missing, and at what positions are they missing, and how many starters are involved? And if the defensive line, that really tilts things in Alabama's favor.
Dennis, and we're not holding you to this by any stretch of the imagination.
Please don't.
No. Do you think Ohio State pulls the upset, or Alabama walking away with another championship tonight?
I think Ohio State has a heck of a chance. I picked Alabama, obviously, under the number, which is 8.5. But I wouldn't be surprised. Now, if Ohio State wins, it would be the biggest upset in the championship game era since 2002, when Ohio State beat Miami. You remember that game. Miami was an 11.5-point favorite in that game. Ohio State hasn't been this big of a underdog at all since 2011, or more than 9 years ago.
Wow.
This is an underdog. And we're sitting here talking about how well matched up they are with Alabama. Yeah, I think they can win. And I think watch that list that comes out an hour before the game to see who's playing for Ohio State, especially on the defensive line.
Dennis Dodd, if you missed that conversation, just go to any of our podcasting platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, whatever the case is, and you can hear the full conversation.
Yeah, it's well worth it. He also goes into how the senior class potentially returning could impact college football. I thought it was an interesting aspect of it, Scotty, where he talked about the universities not having to honor the scholarship, just the eligibility. I wonder how many universities are going to be like, all right, you could come back, but it's going to be on a walk-on basis, and we're going to take your scholarship and give it to somebody that we're using for the next 4 years. And if you want to come back, you can come back and play and have another year of eligibility, try to improve and increase your chances at the NFL draft, but you're going to do it on your own dime.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to honor the scholarship, just the eligibility. And that's going to be by team's discretion. So you're going to look at one senior that's like, this guy is contributing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we're going to honor your scholarship. Well, because we don't have a cap. We can pay your scholarship. Then what I thought was really interesting is it's no cap. So, you know, you can pay those guys scholarships if you want. But the following year, you have to get back to the 85.
Yeah.
Correct?
Correct. That's as far as I've understood it, yeah.
So there's going to be a 2021-22 purge that's going to be ugly.
Well, and we've heard coaches say this, and I was around some coaches over the weekend from a Power 5 level, and I asked them who's getting hurt in this, and they said the 22 kids.
Yeah.
And we've heard that from Jay Hill. We've heard that from every coach across the board. The 2022 kids are really going to be the ones that take a beating on this thing. There's going to be a lot of kids that slip through the cracks. And it's just, it's unfortunate, and it stinks for a lot of those kids out there. And we're not talking about, you know, the stars are going to find places to go for sure, but, you know, a kid that was going to, you know, be the last scholarship given out, and then all of a sudden he blows up on the scene and he's like, wow, this kid's great. That kid may not get an opportunity like he would have in the past.
You're from the outside looking in. The picture may be blurry, not real clear on who's coming back, who would have a scholarship, who's going to participate and contribute next year, what the roster. I can guarantee you that on the inside looking out, it's probably a lot more clear to them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
A lot more clear to them of, look, Scotty, you were a senior last year. You took 5 snaps in 4-quarter play. Like, you know where you're headed. You like, it's time for you to move on, you know. Or Scotty, you were a starter, you know, you averaged 58 snaps, 12 tackles a game. Of course your scholarship's still there. We want you back and playing next year if you're not going to go to the NFL draft. I think to them it's a lot more clear. My guess is the players, it's clear too. If I was a bubble guy in a senior year, I'm not coming back. I'm expecting my scholarship to be gone, and I'm not coming back. I'll move on and go do what was meant to do at that point.
Well, and I think you bring up a good point. I think that there's a lot of guys out there that are just, hey, I know what's going on. But, you know, there's also some kids out there that I want to hang on for another year, even if I'm not playing, because that means I get to, you know, another year of working towards my MBA or something along those lines, you know. There's probably a lot of guys out there that want that extra year paid for if they can find a way to make it work.
I just think that coaches are going to have to be pretty strict on this. And I know that you want to treat people good, and that's fine, but this is big business. That's a lot of money. I can't just let you hang on because
– Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because you are able to pick up a tackle on a kick cover for me every once in a while. I'm not putting – I can't do that. And I need you to get on your way so that I can get going with my freshmen.
Yeah.
Just going to be a tough conversation for a lot of kids.
You're not and it's difficult, but they need – you know what? They need you – see, I know you don't want to get into coaching – but they need you to come in and be the guy that has the difficult conversations.
Just a cleaner?
Yeah. The guy that goes, hey, son, I just want you to know I love you, and you've been great for us. I do want you – I'm going to leave the room, and I'm gonna have Hans come in here, and he's going to be the one that's going to deliver the news.
Yep. I fine. Pay a firm to do it, but it's got to be done. And it's not always going to be the most enjoyable thing. But if somebody isn't getting the hint, then you got to come in and lay down the hammer. Get them on their way. There's already a lot of wasted scholarships. You know, there are a lot of guys of that 85, there's a lot of guys that do not participate. And they don't participate for their 5 years that they are eligible for that scholarship. And universities let them get a free ride because, well, we committed to them. And maybe they can snap a football, but they're a backup snapper because they're not quite good enough to be the starting snapper. I just think it's going to be ugly for college football for a while.
Yeah, I agree. All right, final segment coming up next. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
In college at San Diego State, a guy texts in, my neighbors the Hughes thought about naming their son after Marshall Faulk. Thought about it? Why didn't they do it?
You're not catching on, Dave. What's their last name?
You're just so naive. Oh, yeah, you're right. Here. Yeah, yeah. Well, I was going for Marshall U.
No.
Oh, I got it now. Sorry. My bad.
You're so freaking naive, Dave.
This is why we love you.
You're not exactly you. A street smart guy.
Marshall U's not that bad.
No. I think it's more the last name.
So you
name.
Really like the Thunder and Herd, do you?
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
You know, the best thing about this is that Scotty won't be able to claim to be the weight that drags the show down anymore. Good news for everyone.
Hey, Scotty G, it's Jenny G. Can't believe I'm the lucky girl that gets to snuggle with the Utah Sportscaster of the Year. Congratulations to us both.
There we go.
You got to handle this last segment. I'm going home.
You're going to capitalize on this success?
How you doing? Oh, that was super nice.
Well, you deserve it, Scotty. Been fantastic. This state has enjoyed your work for the better part of 20.
Okay.
No.
Hold on there, cowboy. Let's slow that down a little bit.
Oh, man. Well, when were you spinning the country
hits?
Oh,
actually, no, you're right. If you want to go, I was thinking sports radio here in
Salt
Lake.
Yeah, no, country hits,
no,
man.
Yeah, if you go back, it's a long time. I was right out of high school in 95.
So you've been doing this for a long time.
Doing it
time.
For a bit.
Pretty fun day, though.
That
appreciate
was.
It.
Hey, and by the way, thanks to you and Lloyd. That was super nice.
Oh, come on,
I really
man.
Appreciate it. That means a lot.
It was a lot of fun. And you know, I know that the listeners, they absolutely do adore you, and they appreciate you, and so do we, Scotty.
Well, Scotty, this is Dolores.
Stop, man. Why this one?
That's going to be the gift that keeps on giving.
No,
right
it's
there.
Not. It's not.
And by the way, it is a matinee Monday, which means you can get matinee pricing all day long at any Larry H. Miller Megaplex Theater if you are an America First Credit Union member. A lot of really cool movies. If you have not seen Wonder Woman 1984, that is still available for you at theaters. There is a movie called Monster Hunters, which you can go and see a bunch of people killing a bunch of monsters. They've released Alien again, so you can go see the original Alien movie. Out in theaters, and that's just a few of the great movies that are available for you at the Larry H. Miller Megaplex Theaters right now. Matinee pricing all day long. Load up on your popcorn and layer that butter and go have yourself a good time.
I did go watch News of the World.
Oh, yeah.
And that's playing in in the Megaplexes, and it is really good. And by the way, I did go, it was either last Monday or the Monday before, and I did use my America First card, and I did get matinee prices. And it really is awesome that you can go in and get a matinee at any time on a Monday with your America First Credit Union account. That's how I do it. That's how you should do it.
That's You guys hit the movies, man. Even during this whole thing, you've been still getting out there.
We do, and we won't go anywhere but the Megaplex.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a no-brainer right there.
Best popcorn, best theaters, best sound systems, best screens, and just a great time. And I also know that they're doing it so safe. I've probably been to 10 movies through this virus.
Yeah.
And I always feel comfortable. You always feel protected. You know, I've been leaving my mask on. My wife and I, we leave our mask on during the movie. But that isn't an issue to me.
No.
Throw a couple of popcorn in. And
you handle your own drinks. They put the popcorn in a paper bag, and then you dump it into your tub or whatever you have. So it's all done safely. No worries whatsoever. They do a tremendous job out there. All right. Big show coming up next right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Wrapping up our conversations, this has been really informative today. Matt Harrison's been kind enough to hang out with us from Loan Depot. And look, I know there's a lot of people out there that once they get into their 60s, they're concerned about where's that cash flow going to come from? Can they develop other revenue streams? And there are opportunities out there with the home that you own.
There is. So I want you to think about your home for a second as a golden nugget, okay? And this golden nugget, if you had a golden nugget, you can't like chip off a little piece of it and run down to the store and barter right now to buy stuff with, right? We're not in the Old West. We can't do that. And that's really similar to our house. You're not going to like chip off a brick or two and run down to, you know, the store and buy groceries with it, right? They're going to say, yeah, we can't give a value to that. But that, in essence, is what our home is when we have built up that equity position and that money is locked into it. So a reverse mortgage allows someone to access that money and to help them with their income. And if you think about it, you know, the older we get, you know, our income kind of will slowly decrease once we turn it off all the way and say, okay, I'm done working. You know, I've had a great life. I've had a great career. The reverse is a great way to supplement, that additional income that, you may be getting from Social Security, pensions, or 401k.
How long is the process of the conversion of loan? If I were to start today as a 62-year-old man that's looking to retire and I need a little extra income, how long does that process take?
It's going to be really fast. So initially, let me step through the process. This is super simple. So as I said before, we need three basic pieces of information. The first is a birth date. I need to know how much, any liens that are affecting the property, so if you have a current mortgage or not. And then I need to know approximate value of the home. From those three things, we can come up with a plan and a proposal. And I step you through this step by step so that you understand what it is that you're doing, how this is a benefit. We go through all of the questions. After that, we do a counseling. Now, this counseling is done through HUD, and it's a third party, so they make sure that you understand everything as well. This is a safety feature in there for you to make sure that, okay, I understand everything Matt's told me, and this still works, and yeah, we're good to go with it. After that, we get the application going, and generally, hands from start to finish, you're looking 45 to 60 days on a refinance, about 45 days on a purchase. Is the amount of time it's going to take to get through the process that we would need to take. But again, I go through all of these as far as the steps on my website. Okay, listeners, this is the last time to be able to write this down, all right? So reverseourhome.com. Again, reverseourhome.com has all the videos. Or you can call me directly, my cell phone, 801-330-2200, or send me a text. And if you've even been slightly interested in the conversations that we've had, give me a call. I'm here to help. I'm here to give you the information you need to see if this program can work for you or work for your parents or grandparents.
801-330-2200. That's the number, 801-330-2200. That's Matt's personal cell phone. And again, check out the videos and all the insight at reverseourhome.com. Matt, we can't thank you enough for hanging out with us. We really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure, guys.
That is Matt Harrison, Reverse Our Mortgage, or reverseourhome.com. Again, reverseourhome.com. Coming up next, big show straight ahead right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Matt Harrison, loan consultant, NMLS ID 1425580, cell number 801-330-2200, 6985 Union Park Center, South Suite 625, Cottonwood Heights, Utah 84047. LoanDepot.com, LLC, NMLS ID 174457. Licensed as a DRE mortgage entity, number 8144239. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. A reverse mortgage is a loan and may result in a negative equity. The loan must be paid off when the last borrower or eligible non-borrowing surviving spouse dies, sells the home, permanently moves out, or does not comply with the loan's terms. Materials are not from HUD or FHA and were not approved by HUD, FHA, or a government agency. If you are in any doubt as to the suitability of a product or service that you are intending to purchase or any aspect of your personal finances, we recommend that you seek independent financial advice first. Rates, terms, and availability of programs are subject to change without notice. To find a reverse mortgage counselor near you, call 800-569-4287. Number one.